A colloquium was held at Harvard University to discuss the concept of creativity in the workplace, with more than 100 people attending, including representatives from IDEO, E-Inc., Google, and Novartis. All of these organizations rely heavily on new ideas and cutting-edge research and development to remain competitive in their respective marketplaces. One of the initial questions asked in the colloquium was whether management created a bottleneck for organizational creativity, and if so, was this bottleneck at the higher level of management or lower level? The priority of a leader to encourage creativity was described as engaging the right people at the right times to the right degree in creative work. Leaders can achieve this by looking to all ranks of the company for new ideas, encouraging collaboration, and opening up the organization to diverse perspectives. The next large issue discussed in the forum was whether creativity can scale or dry up as a company grows. Does more bureaucracy lead to less entrepreneurship in the organization? The forum seemed to think that the increased focus on processes tends to lead to less innovation over a length of time. So how can management work through the bureaucracy and continue to encourage creativity? One of the solutions was through motivation, essentially allowing the correct routes through the bureaucracy to allow people to be passionate about their new ideas. If management listens, allows for failure, and provides a work environment where noble work can be done, people will continue to try despite being initially unsuccessful. At the conclusion of the forum, a professor from Stanford presented the beginnings of a theory that could be used to manage creativity. The 3 points discussed were slack, enough time for research, hubris, allowing for risks, and optimism. Although the theory was more of a dream than reality, it was a starting point for leaders to take back with them to their forward-thinking organizations for future reference. Of the alternatives stated, creating a company culture where creativity is a natural byproduct is the most practical and realistic. If companies gave employees an allotted amount of time to work on whatever is of interest to them, employees would break out of the abundance for the rest of the week and spark creativity, and the results for the organization could be limitless.